Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about Starcrossed. Yes, Starcrossed that aired on March the 20th, 2017. We are going to be talking about that. Our number here is 646-668-2311. We're live for the next couple minutes discussing Starcrossed. If you saw it, this is episode 16 of season 2 of Supergirl. And now that we know season 3 is on the way, it's going to be a great action-packed finale. Let me read you the synopsis so you have an idea of what we're talking about. All right, the Daxamites demand the humans to relinquish Mon-El, who surrenders. Kara accompanies him and learns that Mon-El is actually the Prince of Daxam. The ship is commanded by his parents, who want him to lead his people and rebuild Daxam. Kara becomes angry with Mon-El for lying to her. She and Mon-El return to Earth. He apologizes several times, but to no avail. She eventually ends the relationship. Mon-El demands his parents to leave him and the Earth. Meanwhile, Wynn and Lyra break into an art museum for a trust. He is later arrested by Maggie and reveals that a painting is missing. Alex convinces Maggie to give him 24 hours to prove Wynn is innocent. They find and capture Lyra, who reveals that her brother, Bastion, owes a large sum of a smuggler named Mandrax. She steals the paintings to pay down Bastion's debt. Wynn tries Lyra to, as part of a sting operation. The Guardian and DEO then confront and arrest Mandrax and free Bastion. Wynn later forgives Lyra's dishonesty. The DEO has captured a new alien who quickly hypnotizes Kara and escapes to Earth 1 to fight Barry. Kara wakes up in a hallucination where she is now a lounge singer. And of course, this is the tie-in that goes into the musical on The Flash. All right, let's see who's on the line. Of course, my trusty co-host is here from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? By the way, Jesus, I showed my mom Batman v Superman for the first time. She loved
and?
It.
Which version?
She loved
the
it.
Theatrical or the uncut?
The extended cut, and she loved it.
Awesome. Oh, great.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, we watched it.
See, people love that movie. Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's probably, and I was reading an article a while ago how it's the highest grossing epic movie that sold almost 1,000 Blu-ray on Blu-ray copies.
Yeah.
And they better get them to do like a back-to-back marathon before Justice League. I mean, come on, people.
Oh, you know they will. Come on.
Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman. That's finally coming out in a few weeks. I mean, whoa. I mean,
I know.
DC
I already
is
bought my
finally
ticket.
Coming. Oh,
yeah,
I better
I bought
get
my
mine
ticket
soon.
For Wonder Woman. Yeah, I'm watching it
cool.
at the Man's Chinese Theater, which is down here in Hollywood, on the IMAX theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah,
and it's
this
laser.
Episode?
Have you ever heard of this? Laser projection.
No, but when I go to Disney's Hollywood studios and seeing that cool Star Wars that go. I think I'll be seeing that on that kind of a laser firework projector. Yeah, I'll be seeing that real soon.
That's good. Did you watch Starcrossed?
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was one heck of an episode. I mean, whoa, it was good. And then when they teased that musical crossover
at the end,
I was like, whoa, that was so awesome. And I love the intro, how Mon-El and Kara are so happy. I mean, that was just so cool in that.
Do you think he was overdoing
right
it with the, you lied to me?
Yeah,
I was
a
like,
lot.
Come on.
It kind of
you're
reminds
Supergirl.
I know, come on, you're finally. Well, Rhea is forced her to break up with Mon-El. And
right.
I don't know why Rhea is being so mean to her. Jeez, come on. Your son deserves to be happy.
You notice whenever she, addressed Supergirl or Kara, she always said, you Kryptonians always da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, she really had a distaste for Kryptonians.
Yeah, and for Krypton, for crying out loud. I mean, yeah, they're Daxon. But I have to say, I love that scene with the ship, when the spaceship was flying in. That was so cool. And Mon-El goes, I haven't seen a ship like that
you know,
before.
For TV, it's not that cheesy. I love how it's not that cheesy for TV. Because sometimes, you know, when you see really bad special effects on TV, it kind of takes you out if it's really cheesy. But they're doing really well with their special effects.
Mm-hmm. And then that one scene when in the intro when Kara flies up to the spaceship and the shield just knocks her out, and then Kara didn't want Mon-El to go on the ship alone. And then hi mom and dad.
I love how they had the transporter kind of like Star Trek.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
if you're
gonna
steal something
hours.
From someone, definitely steal it from Star Trek.
Yeah, that was so cool how she just teleported up in there. But tonight's episode is going to be crazy. It's on tonight in a few hours my time.
Right, well,
I can't wait.
Let's stick with this one. But
I know, but it was good.
Going back to like Wynn and Lyra, I'm really glad that storyline's over because it was weird of watching Wynn making out with aliens. It was just really weird. I don't know why. It's like... I don't get it. And have they ever addressed that where, let's say Wynn and Lyra got together and had a baby. Have they ever addressed like half-breed, like half-human, half-alien character on Supergirl? Have they done that yet?
No, not yet. But that would be
kind of
weird. Because
you kind of figure, you know, Wynn's not the first one to fall in love with the alien. He can't be.
Yeah.
He can't be the first guy to, like, fall in love with. Okay, so I'm glad that storyline's over, but what a double cross for Lyra. Yeah, what a double cross.
Lyra...
She was a painting killer. I mean, a stealer, killer.
Yeah, that was weird. That was crazy. I mean, I'm glad they wrapped that up because I got sick and tired of that romantic drama on the show. But and then the way it ended before, I'm trying to think here. No, wait. Rhea kills her husband in the following episode after the crossover.
Yeah,
not
on this one. Yeah, no, not on this one.
Yeah, yeah. And they wanted him to leave. And then the way I loved it, how Music Meister entered the game at the end and hypnotizes Kara.
Right.
And then it showed. I love it how when they, on Supergirl, how it ends on the crossover, says to be continued on the Flash.
It goes straight into the Flash, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it too.
These shows can you just kind of keep on going for quite a few hours. Oh, good news for Gotham fans out there. It's been moved.
Nice. That is very good news. Finally. Thank you, Fox.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Supergirl. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, Miss Terry Hatcher, a.k.a. Lois from Lois and Clark. Well, how do you think she did on this episode of Supergirl?
Not good.
Now playing the villain.
No. I'm not buying it because I
like
really
it.
Don't like Terry Hatcher. No, not really. No, I mean, what's going on now? I know I can't say anything. It's just she's not really meant to do DC anymore. I mean, I like these other villains they brought on the show. And like gosh, I mean, her acting is just terrible. Like, remember Lois and Clark? That show sucks.
It is.
Jeez.
And see, that was my problem with Lois and Clark. I just couldn't get into it.
Me neither.
Because of the constant
really
cheese.
Was a bomb. Yeah, it was like way too cheesy how they did the whole Superman thing. Yeah, we had Dean Cain on Supergirl, and now we're having Terry Hatcher as the big, mean villain. And she's cruel. I mean, gee, she is
And don't
really,
forget Hercules,
really evil.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, I caught that also.
We
Hercules
had
played
and Lois Lane wreaking havoc on Earth.
Yes, and then like on how Kara learned the truth about Mon-El on Daxam as he tried to escape Daxam on that Kryptonian pod. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I do have on Supergirl is that I really enjoy how they bring in characters from other Superman TV shows or movies. And, you know, just like how we mentioned Terry Hatcher with Lois and Clark and Dean Cain and Helen Slater from the Supergirl movie. I know they brought in a couple from Smallville, but not the main cast. Why do you think, the main cast hasn't showed up, like Erica Durance or Tom Welling or what was the blonde name?
Get them on the show. Yeah, come on, people.
What was the blonde girl's
Get him
name?
On the show. Allison
what was the
Mack.
Sullivan. Yeah, Allison Mack. Like, how come they haven't made a cameo? That's just so weird.
I don't know why the
cast of Smallville is, like, so against doing cameos on other shows.
I would love to see Justin Hartley make an appearance on Arrow.
Oh,
I mean, as anyone
so
to meet Oliver Queen.
Yeah, even if he's a villain
or
something.
Arrow, they could just do Smallville's Earth somehow connected to Supergirl's Earth, and then
would
collide in a big four-man crossover or five-man crossover.
I agree.
I mean, that'd be so awesome if Smallville
that would
had
be
Earth out
my
there.
That would be probably my best episode if that ever happened. All
right,
let's wrap up Starcrossed as we continue our podcast with Flash coming up next. So, you have any last words for Starcrossed?
No, it was a pretty good episode. I'm very excited for tonight's episode.
I cannot wait how this
for a
ends.
Few hours.
Yeah.
Me too, because it's already coming to an end. Sucks. We got to wait for a few more months again.
Yep.
But
again.
I love that cliffhanger on how they do these crossovers. I really did like Music Meister at the very end. All right, guys.
And it was
kind of
cool how they had like music at the end going. Dun.
Yeah.
Kinda
say,
like
Carl, you're up.
For the
cool. You're up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I was really
exactly.
overexcited. When the episode ended, when at the end, Music Meister says, "Okay, I'm on my way to meet the fastest man alive." Toodles, goes into the portal and goes to Earth One. Yeah,
that's a great segue as we cross over to the Flash. Thank you, Matt, so much for calling in.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you next time. All right, bye.